Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Rex Heuermann and James Burke. Who's James Burke? Remember James Burke? James Burke was the former Suffolk County police chief that had a lot of accusations against him and a lot of charges against him as well, and he went to prison for some time for those charges. But questions still remain when we look back at the story of Rex Heuermann and the many, many years of his alleged terror, if you will, with sex workers near Gilgo Beach and the supposed alleged frequenting of these same sorts of individuals by James Burke, who had a lot of power. We're going to talk about that. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This is something where we don't have a lot of physical evidence anymore because time has obviously passed, but there's certainly a lot of questions that connect possibly James Burke to Rex Heuermann. Investigators, they're still combing through this. We don't know. I don't think it's the end of the day yet for James Burke in terms of charges. That's just my speculation, but how do we go back and look at some of the facts that we know about the two individuals and maybe try and connect some dots? Are there ways beyond just physical evidence to look at the profile of these two individuals and some of their actions and maybe find out more of what James may have been involved in or not involved in at that point in time where Rex was running loose, allegedly?
Yeah, I think it's hard, when you're doing this kind of historical analysis, but that's what investigators do. And mm-hmm. You can get good investigators who go back and look for people, you know, outside of the ones that have talked already and look for other people who may be willing to talk. And the more you get, the more you can start to connect the dots and possibly come up with something, of evidential value. The thing that just, you know, everything about James Burke is shocking and disgusting, and it makes us wonder again, you know, who can we trust in law enforcement? It's mm-hmm. It's shocking. And the thing that just, of course, kicked me in the gut was interest in snuff films, which apparently came from two sources. And that, of course, is so horrendous. We can't help but think of Heuermann.
It really makes you wonder. I mean, we're talking two people in the same geographic area. You want to think there's not a ton of people into these sort of things, but there's certainly a handful at the very least. And they seem to, kind of run in some of the same circles if they're not just keeping to themselves. And unfortunately, a lot of them do not keep to themselves. There's been allegations that have been made by people claiming that way back in the day, two of them were at a party together. It was a claim. It was a claim that was made by a woman who was a sex worker. It's one of those things where society doesn't want to really believe individuals that have that as their line of work, if you will. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're lying by any stretch of the imagination. How do you dig deeper into that to determine the validity of such a statement?
You know, people tend to not want to believe the worst about law enforcement, and they tend to not trust sex workers. Mm-hmm. So I think, again, it's kind of an in-depth interview. Does the person seem cogent? Do they seem clear? Do they seem logical? And can they list specifics? Mm-hmm. And can they give a consistent story over time? Because people who are telling stories, as I've said before, they contradict themselves, you know, if you do multiple interviews. And I think you're looking for consistency. You're looking for collateral information. Does it all add up? And can you find more people who would be willing to come forward and talk about it?
Obviously, Burke is not in any sort of power anymore, just has a really horrible record behind him and doesn't really speak publicly. It's understandable why. But you look back at his track record, the civil rights violation that he was charged with. For people who don't know, someone stole a duffel bag out of his trunk. And in that duffel bag was sex toys, pornography, allegedly snuff film. And many other things that were connected, obstructing justice. He allegedly, beat up the guy, handcuffed him and beat him and instructed others to not talk about it. So not in power, but he was within a structure where there was others willing to go basically to bat for him and say, yep, don't know anything about this. That's not an easy thing to remove out of a system just because the leader is gone. And we're talking, it's been several years now since he's been removed. But, you know, we're talking the years where the investigation should have been going on and wasn't necessarily going on. How do we know that there's still not some folks in there that may be helping to still cover this sort of thing up?
Yeah, I think it's a logical assessment to assume if this guy got away with any of that behavior mm-hmm. for any period of time, that there were enablers there. And I would be looking really closely at, you know, doing an investigation, higher authority, looking at this department and really trying to take apart with, in-depth interviews and in-depth looking at history and looking at other questionable things that happened and trying to determine the full extent of the, you know, I don't know. I was going to say corruption. It's worse than corruption. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the right word would be, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's complicity bad. to a crime. I mean, just to horrible, horrible behavior. And what's interesting about it is you go, okay, I mean, I've been in workplaces where there's been bad behavior and I have been the first sometimes to raise my hand and go to HR and be like, we got to look at this over here.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't. I mean, and sometimes it's just as simple as I don't want to lose my job. And yes. And I get that. But when we're talking like the level of depravity in some of these situations, if you're not willing to go and speak up and say something, I mean, is that a logical answer of saying, I don't want to lose my job, so that's why I'm not going to talk about something, you know, this horrendous?
Yeah. No, I have, when I worked in the government system, you know, in years past various places, I was always the one raising my hand and saying, this is not okay. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not cool. And it does shake the system up. And sometimes, you know, it means you end up leaving the job when you're not listened to. But we need to know we can trust the police. Mm-hmm. We need to know that. And we've got to hold them to the highest ethical standards and not tolerate this kind of stuff. And so I think the allegations mean let's take it really seriously and investigate it.
Be very interesting as this all continues to unfold.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.